7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, come on. You gotta be kidding me. Now the wind comes up. Damn it. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
You bet. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Finally, after two false starts, we can finally do this now. Oh my God, things started out good, and now they're all going to crap. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm out and about today in a very dangerous situation. It got hot. It got hot. It's probably too hot for me to be out here. I don't care anymore. We just need to get something done. Because we've already had a couple false starts today. I've already been out. I've already been walking around. So I went out. Where did I go? I drove clear out to Deerwood Park. That weird little park we went out to about a month ago. And I said, hey, we got to come back here and look for marmots. And I thought today would be a good marmot looking for day. So I went out there. And we're bingo batteries. We got no battery power for some reason or another. Oh my God. So I had to drive all the way home, get some batteries. Oh, and blah, blah, blah. It's too hot. I'm already dangerously close to overheating. Ran out of gasoline, and that gas needed to last me all of April. So, yeah. I'm bleeding money, and I am getting very desperate to get some damn cash. Anyway. Yeah, so now the wind has come up. When I was out at Deerwood Park, big bird flying over. What is he? Like a crow. Okay. That's the first thing I've seen today. So while I was out at Deerwood Park, I said, well, I might as well not let this time go to waste. And so I walked around. I didn't see anything, but I did find some great marmot trails. A large den complex. Signs of marmots. But that was not the most interesting thing. Caw, hi. Mr. Caw Bird is cawing at me. Hi, yeah, hi. I see you. You're a crow. Caw, caw. Crow, crow. So if I didn't mention it, now I'm out here at Tranquility because I got nowhere else to go. Blah, blah, blah. Not my day. There's some more big birds flying around. Is it more crows? All right, so when I was out at Deerwood Park, I was sort of walking through the main new park area. And I was the only person out there until this old lady starts shuffling up the sidewalk towards me. So she was coming towards me and she was dressed in an unusual manner. We're talking, you know, senior lady, possibly of some ethnic variety. She had her hat on, tied on with a scarf, and her wacky little jacket. Is it too windy to be out here? Is it too hot to be out here? Oh, come on. You gotta be kidding me. Now the wind comes up. Damn it. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
You bet. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Finally, after two false starts, we can finally do this now. Oh my God, things started out good, and now they're all going to crap. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm out and about today in a very dangerous situation. It got hot. It's probably too hot for me to be out here. I don't care anymore. We just need to get something done. Because we've already had a couple false starts today. I've already been out. I've already been walking around. So I went out. Where did I go? I drove clear out to Deerwood Park. That weird little park we went out to about a month ago. And I said, hey, we got to come back here and look for marmots. And I thought today would be a good marmot looking for day. So I went out there. And we're bingo batteries. We got no battery power for some reason or another. Oh my God. So I had to drive all the way home. Get some batteries. Oh, and blah, blah, blah. It's too hot. I'm already dangerously close to overheating. Ran out of gasoline. And that gas needed to last me all of April. So, yeah. I'm bleeding money and I am getting very desperate to get some damn cash. Anyway. Yeah, so now the wind has come up. When I was out at Deerwood Park, big bird flying over. What is he? Like a crow. Okay. That's the first thing I've seen today. So while I was out at Deerwood Park, I said, well, I might as well not let this time go to waste. And so I walked around. I didn't see anything, but I did find some great marmot trails. A large den complex, signs of marmots. But that was not the most interesting thing. Caw, hi. Mr. Caw Bird is cawing at me. Hi, yeah, hi. I see you. You're a crow. Caw, caw. Crow, crow. So if I didn't mention it, now I'm out here at Tranquility because I got nowhere else to go. Blah, blah, blah. Not my day. There's some more big birds flying around. Is it more crows? All right, so when I was out at Deerwood Park, I was sort of walking through the main new park area. And I was the only person out there until this old lady starts shuffling up the sidewalk towards me. So she was coming towards me and she was dressed in an unusual manner. We're talking, you know, senior lady, possibly of some ethnic variety. She had her hat on, tied on with a scarf, and her wacky little jacket. Is it too windy to be out here? Is it too hot to be out here? Just wind. God damn it. You know what? No. Screw it. I'm turning around. Let me tell you about the old lady, though. So, wait, what is... Nothing. So I'm walking towards the old lady and she's walking towards me. She's shuffling uphill. And this woman's got 30 years on me, right? He thought I was old, a damn. So we're approaching, we're closing. And I take my sunglasses off. because wait, and now the wind dies? And now the wind just dies. Okay. What do I feel like doing? Let's go. Does it matter which direction we go? No. So I take my sunglasses off as I'm starting to approach this lady, so I can be respectful and not, you know, evil looking or whatever. And we get close enough that now we have to exchange greetings. And she says, "Hi," and lifts her arm in a wave, and I lifted my arm in a return wave, and I said, "Good morning." And we crossed. So she keeps walking, and I keep walking. And a mere few seconds later, I heard a very strange noise. It was this weird sort of ronk, ronk, and then rink, ronk. Like, what the hell? So I turn around to look, thinking, uh-oh. What has happened? Do I have to rescue old lady? And I turn around and I see that this lady has sat down on a swing, on one of the swing sets that's right there in the park that I had just walked by. And now she's swinging back and forth on the swing. Honk, 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 honk. And I'm just thinking, holy crap, what's this lady about? I think I can hang out with this lady. And then after a few swings, she got up and she kept walking. Kept shuffling around on the sidewalk. And I thought, damn. Kind of want to go back and hang out with her. What is her story? What is she all about? Right? I was like, damn, how cool is this lady? So that was fun. I didn't see any marmots, but I got to see a lady on a swing. So that was cool. All right, the wind is coming back up. Yada. And I'm still 60 meters from my car. Walking along the side of the creek here, looking down in here, looking for marmots, and I'm not seeing any. Where the hell are all my marmots today? I don't know. But yeah, now it's time to plug in the MP3 player. And let's hit random play for some music as I drive my ass home. No, there's been a change of plans, and we gotta roll with the changes. So I'm getting out of the car and I'm walking the car. Oh, and we still got some wind, but that's fine. Where are we? Well, I managed to make it as far as the creek. And I thought, no, I can't pass it up. I gotta go down in the creek. Maybe there's some golf balls. Maybe there's some mutties. Maybe there's some foxes or something going on. Yeah, so... I'm not feeling well. I need cold drinks. I need yummy foods. There's blue jays around. There's one, two, three, and I heard another one. There's one down there. There's one over there. Wow, it's blue jay day down here in the creek. Lots of blue birds. Look at that. Oh my God. And there's more of them. There's boatloads. 9, 10. Wow. What's up with all the blue jays? Nobody knows. And you know, I was just thinking, I should have talked to that lady some more. I should have turned around, chased that lady down, and see if she's looking for, like, a Mahjong fourth. You know, this is going to sound like a weird question, but do you play Mahjong? Yes, I do. Let's throw down, lady. I got a lot of money in my pocket. Except I don't really have a lot of money in my pocket. I think I have $8. I have $8 and some change in my pocket. I'm seeing some white golf balls down in the water. I'm seeing occasional white golf balls over there in the golf ball eating ravine. You know, we better go down there. No, we shouldn't. We don't need to go. Yeah, we do. We need to go down there and take a look to make sure that they're not some, you know, custom Callaway. Oh, and did I mention that I came down here last night? Yeah, I was running around last night too, and I came down here and I found a Callaway fuchsia, not fuchsia, chartreuse soccer ball. So that was nice. Okay, yeah, these are all just boring, regular old white golf balls that we don't need. So, what am I doing? I think I'm going to head upstream. See what's going on. Got to jump over the creek. Yeah, there we go. All right, any golf balls over here? Do I see any golf balls? No. I do not see any golf balls. Jump over the creek again. It's all of 1 meter wide. Ooh. And the mud is slippery. Golf balls in the water here. Doesn't look like anything significant. Let's look up on the bank though. Nothing. What else did I do last night? Oh, I went to Heron Haven. But there was a lot of people there, so I just basically looked around for some golf balls. And I looked out onto the golf course over there, and I saw a whole bunch of golf balls. I went and I picked them all up. What was that sound? But they weren't anything special. All right, I'm approaching a known mati area, because I actually saw a mat down in here a few nights ago. I'm looking for him. I do not see him. He is nowhere to be found. All right. Another blue jay. In the owl zone. I'm getting hungry. I'm really hungry. What do I feel like eating? Alright. Oh. Well. I don't see any owls. All I can hear are blue jays. And they're not talking about anything interesting. Couple squirrels running around here and there. Not a lot of action. So, I'm gonna turn around. Where's my Mati friend? Boy, yeah, you know, actually he could be in there. There's these two trees that fell over. They fell over this hole. And so my friend could be in there and I wouldn't be able to see him. And he's very well camouflaged. But yeah, no, I don't think there's anybody in there. And that bird up there in the leaves is starting to piss me off because it sounds like a Mati rooting around, but it's not a Mati rooting around, it's just a bird. Okay. Yeah, maybe we should have just stayed home and played with our synths or something. Oh. And I'm thirsty. I want something yummy and delicious to drink. But I don't know what I want. Something fruity and yummy. Something fruity and creamy, but with, you know, like, but without actual cream, because that would just make me sick. And, you know, nothing with artificial cream, because that'll just make me sicker. Huh. All right, I'm heading downstream, kids. Oh, there's a cardinal. Yay, we finally got a red bird to go with all the damn bluebirds. And now I gotta step down into the creek here and go on the rocks. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. And then rock, 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 back onto the sandbar. Okay, here we go. Standing in the middle of the creek, looking up into another marmot den. Who? What kind of bird is that? Oh. I saw a bird with yellow wings. So now we have red, blue, and yellow birds, and what the hell were those birds with yellow wings? Were those flickers? Do flickers have yellow wings? Okay, here's a downy woodpecker. He just zoomed by my head and landed on this tree over here. And now he's going over there. Okay, later, dude. Where'd those yellow wing guys go? Were those flickers? A lot of woodpeckers down here just because we got lots of trees with dead branches and stuff. Oh my goodness, and look what we have here. I just pulled myself up onto the far bank with that tree. And yeah, this hole that was dug out here under these dead logs is more dug out now. There's loose dirt everywhere. This is an active Mati den. I don't see any bugs around the hole. Where's the other hole? Where's the secondary hole? I don't know, but look up there under that tree. Looks like somebody's been digging under there too. Maybe it was that little Mati that I saw a few nights ago. Okay, so it looks like we got some Mati digging action happening. Ooh, let's keep moving. Heading downstream. And apparently I'm walking directly into the wind as well. Okay, whatever. I'm getting worn out. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how can you possibly be getting worn out? You've not even been doing anything for 20 minutes. No. I've actually been going for about 2 hours now. And, yada. I got lots of energy, though. Well, not anymore. I did. When I got up this morning, I was like, yeah, let's go. I slept really good, and just a bird. Why is there nobody out on the golf course today? Oh, what am I going to eat? Maybe it's bratwurst day. I was gonna say maybe it's pizza day. No. Hey, there's one of those birds. What the hell is it? Oh yeah, I think it is a flicker. He's at a bad angle for me. We got very bright sun and he's just in shadow. And now we've just got wind. Oh yeah, and there's his buddy. Okay. Is he about to try to drill into the tree there? Oh. I can't get a good angle. And now I lost him. Where'd he go? Oh, he's up there. Yep, that is a flicker. That is a female flicker. And the other bird nearby, is that a male? Is that just another? Yes, it is the male. Okay. So we got a flicker pair flickering around down here in the creek today. Lovely. And I got a robin directly across from me on the opposite bank. He's messing around in the leaves. Okay, I'm checking myself out. Yeah. We've got visible urticaria. It's probably not a good idea to stay out here much longer. It was all cloudy when I started out this morning. Cloudy and 17 degrees. Perfectly safe. And at some point in time, the sun came out. That's never good. I see something blue down there. I think it's just a blue label on a water bottle, but we better go check it out. Which means that we now have to do my favorite trick. I sort of have to do a controlled fall off the bank here and grab this tree, like this. Yes. And then we can use the tree to lower ourselves down into the creek. There we go. All right. Kind of muddy. Let's get on the rocks here. Ooh, is there a yellow or a green ball down there? I see something. And we got to do some rock hopping. Rock, rock. Never stop. There we go. Back onto the sandbar. Into the loam. The wind comes up. What is this ball and can I get to it? I think it's just a yellow. Looks like a yellow callaway in an inaccessible place. Huh. Because it's in the water and it's at the sharp bank. And yeah, without a specific golf ball retrieval tool, something that can actually grab golf balls, we're not getting this bad boy. It's fine, I don't want it, and yeah, just a yellow callaway. Don't need it. Okay, up here on the exotic bank, which is what we're going to start calling this zone, the exotic zone, because this is where we find all the most exotic of the garfbarge. What's up here? Anything? Nope. Not a damn thing. Okay. What else we got? There's another white ball in the water. Doesn't look like it's anything. The thing that we suspected might... Oh, here's my flickers. The thing we suspected was a blue golf ball is, in fact, the blue label on a water bottle. Where's my flickers? What are my flicker buddies doing? Well, they're just a flickering around. I also had problems last night. I decided to go out walking last night, shortly before midnight. It was nice and cool, again about 17 or 18 degrees. And the wind was blowing, nice little breeze. I put on long pants and a jacket and I went out and I walked around the block.